sun has started appearing in June for a change, like, and thankfully of it. Hopefully it lasts for the next couple of weeks anyway till we get up and running. That time of year again, doesn't long go on.
No. You're the man in charge of all the happenings in the rally. There's been a few changes this year. We'll talk about the stages first of all. Friday, there's three stages there done twice. Some people haven't done them before. Lots of drivers have. They're back in the mix again the Friday and they're based all around Letterkenny.
We tried to make a kind of compact loop to attract people, you know, do less road miles, more stage miles, and give them a challenge. And some of the drivers have done Brina and Carrot Mountain and that, but Letter League hasn't been used in a long time. So and it was one of the classic Donegal stages, so we threw it back into the mix again. It's a handy wee stage, back of the town.
Because the day's not as long, the first day's not as long as it was in the last couple of years.
It's not as long, it's not as been long, and we decided, but I'd go on the town stage, like, you know, we just moved it closer to Letterkenny. We have service based in the back of the Clanry the year again, so just trying to make it as compact as we can. And there,
Has that trick worked with the people interested in the rally?
I think it has. It has a lot because, you know, and the times that on it every week, but helps, you know, when you have, you know, less road miles. We've been down nearly 300 road miles on previous events. Like.
On to the Saturday, it's back to the norm. We've got Knock Allen in there. Gary Gort's back in the mix as well. There's a bit of the Cairn Hill stage, and the new one from last year, Garton, is going to be the one that wraps up day two. There's a lot of classics in there, but they're tough, difficult stages for the competitors.
We done, Garton was first stage last year that wasn't run. I don't think anyone ran it international. Well, they had run it, parts of it and everything, but it was so, every diver just seemed to love that stage and they wanted it back, so we just given it to them again. Now, we did change, we're going to Fanad in the morning, you know, Gary Gort and Nakala again, and come on Cairn Hill in the late evening, so it'll tie it up, hopefully it'll give it, and give people a chance to go and watch it on that new stage as well.
It's a long day, and there's only eight stages in there. Looking at it, are you as content with eight stages on day two, or is there room maybe to add another four or so to that?
You probably could, and in a sense you could probably go three stages around three times, you know, but like, you know, you're into telling me you don't want to roll close and stuff. We kind of keep work with the residents. We're very pleased with so far what, you know, we don't want to inconvenience anybody for too long, like, you know, so you could, maybe
is
in
that,
future.
Is it a format that the powers that be in Motorsport Ireland like to see? That, well, it is such a long day and there's stages there, but they're compact stages on the run, right?
There is that in it as well. There's a lot of factors built into the thing, like, you know, you have to look at it. But I think what the format we use, it works for us, and hopefully it'll work this year as well. Like.
Yeah, and it works for the spectators. Which
and it works, and the spectators are the one, and more so, it works with the competitors, and that's what we're all about, is competitors, giving them value for money. Like.
Are they going to get their value for money on the Sunday? Because there's three classics there, Glen, Atlantic Drive, and we're going back over the bridge and into the Fannad Peninsula. It's been some time since Fannad Peninsula was used on two consecutive days in the event.
It had been run in 2011 on the Friday, like, and it seemed to work, but now the thing that we threw in the big long stage in Fannad, you know, people went into the drive last stage, you know, it was nice handy, but now they're going to have to end their keep. If they're going to win Donegal, they have to win it on a good stage, like Sif Classic of Fannad. And the bridge has made a big difference to the format of the thing. You can run them three classic stages in a short period of time.
So nobody's guaranteed their place until they hit the end of Fannad, that long, long stage. That's going to be a bit of spice in the end of it for them.
That's the one, you know, and it's a stage that can throw it up, whatever it can in the past and has done in the past, and I'm sure it might do in the future again.
Looking at the competitors, obviously there's been a good response. Before we go down through the top 10 and see who's coming to Donegal, what's the reaction been like from the people out there in Donegal, as you've, I suppose, were down and done your PR and went working around the stages? What's the reaction been like from them?
PR has worked very well for us, and we got, like, I've been out there myself in a lot of the stages, and people have appreciate what we're trying to do. Like, you know, I know some of them people, you know, it's inconvenient people, but 95% of the people see the economic benefit that it has to the area, no matter what it is. There's only a wee shop in the bottom of Fannad, you know, on a Sunday evening or morning. They're a benefit for everybody, hopefully. And And we'll bring the crowds up to them to make to try and make the most of it.
Well, we've got Gary Jennings and Neil Doherty, the Fermanagh Donegal partnership from last year's winners, been the first car over the ramp. They're in a different Subaru WRC for 2013, but they're going to be the favourites for this event. It's hard to look past them with the nearest challenge we expect now coming from the likes of Declan and Brian Boyle, who were winners last year at national level, but looking to take the overall this year.
Gary's on a high there after last year, and he proved it. He won the national championship. He won the tarmac championship. You know, he won. You know, he had a very good year. He won all the events that we ran in the last year or two. So, but I think Detlin's starting to settle into the car. He's going well. He won Kevin last day out. You know,
that was a big result for him, given his mishaps for two rallies before. He needed a good result.
He needed a good result, yeah. And it's all in learning how to drive the car, and that car's totally new to Detlin. So, But he said coping. But then again, there's Dara Reardon's in there, Darren Gass, you know, Seamus Leonard second last year.
Yeah,
but you know, he can. If things go his way again, he's not far away.
There's also a man on there called Craig Breen, who's taking Carl Atkinson on board. They're not in any sort of WRC or Super 2000 machinery. But coming in a Mark II Escort, it's always good to get a big name to Donegal. They like to come. Breen's been here before in the Fiesta, but is out in what we would call the entertainment category. And the crowds are definitely going to come out to watch him.
Well, if you look further down, and the class 14 and class 13, like Craig Breen is a big name, but we have big names here in Donegal, and they want to come and race them boys in Donegal. You know, we have Manus, Damien, you know, endless household names here, and the Brogans are there. Like, you know, they'll put it up to anybody, no matter who they are. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And they want to come and race them boys in this concept, in these stages.
It might take a couple of stages for Breen to settle into that machinery, given that I know he's done a bit around Clarney in it, but he's not that familiar with it just yet, is he?
He's not that. Hey, Craig Breen's a good driver. Craig Breen can
sit. He's a professional.
Professional. Yeah. He can sit into anything, and if it can be driven, Craig, he will drive it.
Big team obviously around you to help you and getting this event up and running, Eamon. There's a huge task at hand every year and trying to get to that day one, that Friday in June.
It is, aye, and it's like anything, you know, I'm only just the wheel, you know, one cog on the wheel, like, you know, but like without the team and without the people involved and without all the volunteers that come from wide and far, you know, you have competitors coming here wanting to Donegal, but you also have a lot of volunteers that are willing to come and help in Donegal just for the sake of, because it is Donegal and it's special to them. Like.
And if we had weather like what we're having this week, the sun shining.
Well, hopefully so.
Be ideal for Donegal.
Hopefully so. Maybe not as warm, but just nice dry stages. It's hard to beat.
I'll bring the crowds out, and obviously we mentioned it every year, safety is right up there with the Donegal Motor Club and the committee.
Well, safety is our main aim at the end of the day. We can entertain, but and that's what it takes. It takes nearly guts of, 400 volunteers on any one day out there to run safe stages. And we will provide all that help there to make sure that it does happen and everybody's kept as safe as we can.